Perfect. Well, welcome back, horror fans. This is Slasher Movie Review. My name is Chelsea.
I'm Erin. I was drinking, sorry.
I caught you like right mid-drink.
Mid-sip.
And today we are going to be going over Killer Clowns from Outer Space. This was kind of a mutual pick, I guess. We wanted to do a first review of a movie that a lot of people have seen.
I don't think a lot of people have seen it. It's a cult classic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you like scary movies, you've probably seen this. Hopefully. Anyway. But, yeah. So I have my notes somewhere, and this is going to be annoying for Mike because I'm
rustling all your papers. I'll rustle mine, too, so you can be annoyed at me, too.
So the director is Stephen Chiodo. Now, I don't know how to pronounce names well.
You're not a nameologist.
I'm not a nameologist. So this is what you got, folks. Okay?
Anyway, okay.
The main cast, anyway. Grant Kramer as Mike Tobacco. We can go into that later. Suzanne Snyder as Debbie Stone. John Allen Nelson as Cop Dave. Royal Dano as the farmer in the beginning.
Well, yeah, he's got a bit part, but he is pretty famous.
Pretty famous, yeah. And then John Vernon as Chief Officer Mooney. I lost my train of thought there for a second. Just bear with me, everybody. The release date was May 27th of 1988, and it takes place in the quaint little town of Crescent Cove.
Which is what in real life? Where was it shot? Did I write
Watsonville,
that down?
I think.
That's good job.
I mean, according to Wikipedia, which we all know is pretty accurate, right? But yeah.
Watsontonville.
Yes. Yeah, so.
Okay, so the plot of the movie is pretty simple. It's Killer Clowns from Outer Space. I was going to try to like write more about that, but
yeah,
but that's it.
We were going over our notes. We were going over our notes before this, and I was like, well, just write a little bit about the plot. And Erin went to write something down, and she was like, it's Killer Clowns from Outer Space. That's what it is.
They're aliens. They look like clowns. The end.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Okay, I'm done. I'm going home.
Right. So, do you want to do, like, the synopsis? Like, I don't know how you want to go about doing this.
I don't either.
It is our first one, guys, so bear with us. We'll get easier.
I think we should just start at the beginning and go over our notes because some of our notes are real funny. And so it starts out, there's the main characters. What are they? Mike and Deb. They're at Makeout Point. For some reason, they're adults that have... I know Deb has her own apartment.
Yeah.
And they're drinking champagne.
Which... I guess keeping it classy, sure. Drinking champagne at Makeout Cove.
Yeah, but it's like they're parked like car to car.
Yeah. With other people.
With like high school kids.
Yeah. And they're also like laying on a blow up like raft or something in the back of the car.
But that's normal.
Is that
though.
Normal? I don't know. How many makeout points have you been to? I don't go to Makeout Point
very often. But, like, if you're stargazing or whatever, you can put, like, an air mattress in the back of your car.
That's true.
That's kind of what they did.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're drinking champagne, which I thought was really weird. And they're at Makeout Point.
Yeah. Sorry. My dog just kind of took away my blanket. So Mike looked through the door and was like, what the hell is going on
out
there?
Did he just drag it away?
He did. He stole it. He's now laying on it.
Is that jingling over there?
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that happens normally around here?
Yeah. All the time.
You're just all cozy watching TV with a blanket and the dog comes up.
Yeah.
My blanket, bitch, and takes it.
He does. He'll, like, scratch at it a ton.
You realize he only weighs, like, 20 pounds.
Well.
You could take the blanket back.
He runs this bitch. So. But, yeah, while they're stargazing, they see a meteor falling from the sky.
What was that? What was falling from the sky?
A meteor. Or a shooting star, if you're whimsical.
Okay, so when that happens in the film, Mike is like, oh, we should go look for it. We should find it. And Deb's like, oh, it's got to be states over. And I said the exact same thing. And wind blows, like, the wind rustles the trees. Wind's blowing everyone's hair around as a freaking meteor is going over. I don't know.
I feel like if that were to happen, they all would have, like,
burned
up. I guess
I've never been within... You know,
we don't have experience in that.
Falling meteor.
So we don't know.
Someone needs to tell me. If a meteor falls right next to you, what happens?
Right.
Well, it wasn't a meteor. It was a spaceship. So maybe there is wind from spaceships.
Maybe. If somebody's familiar with spaceships, we need to know this. But yeah, they go check it out. But before they're able to go check it out, the farmer, and I don't know what his actual name is. In the movie.
I think it's Gene.
Is it Gene?
I think that's what was in the credits, but I'm not positive.
Okay. Gene goes and checks it out with his hunting dog. I think his hunting dog's name is Pooh, which I found adorable.
Pooh Bear. Because I counted that as the first death of the film, even though you don't actually see it happen.
That gutted me more than anything in the entire...
And I want to know why this farmer has a southern accent when no one else does.
No one else does. I don't understand that.
He's like this crazy hillbilly with an accent, but everyone else around seems relatively
like the
normal.
Midwestern.
Yeah, everyone else seems accent. Midwestern.
Yeah, so this, he shows up and like there's this big tent. There's this big tent.
No, I have to read you.
And I don't, why?
My notes say, Jesus fuck, a circus tent, very suspicious, very peculiar. You're right, old man. I don't know what I was thinking.
I know your notes and my notes are pretty much similar, I think, with how we did stuff. But yeah, like they show up and there's just this random ass circus tent, and then the farmer wants to go and investigate. I don't know about you, but
no,
it is midnight or whatever time it is. I'm that not going.
Also, that comes into play as one of my complaints about the movie is that it's night for like 38 hours.
The entire movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All this stuff happens in the course of a night. Like if, say it gets dark, like it gets dark here at like 10 o'clock in the summertime.
Yeah. Which it is summer in the movie too. Yeah. Yeah.
So it gets dark at 10 o'clock. The people are out stargazing. Figure it's like midnight when they're out there.
Yeah.
Well then the old man finds the tent. Then they go explore. Then all the stuff that happens. And then at one point they're... There's like a mom with her kid at a pizza parlor. Like
it's a burger place. It's a burger joint.
A burger place.
Well, with other kids, it looks like a kid party.
Okay, so it's got to be like 4 a.m.
Are they all drunk? Like, I hope to God these kids aren't drunk at a burger place.
It was the
80s. It was the 80s.
Take your kid out to the 24-hour burger place. No big deal. It's when they can have their birthday party. It's probably less expensive.
Probably. Do you remember when you could have your birthday party at McDonald's?
I had a
and Burger King.
I had a birthday party at McDonald's.
I might have too, actually. Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it.
They just like sectioned part of it off.
I thought they had a party room. Like they had a separate party room.
No, they just sectioned some booths off and you rented them. But that, when I had my birthday party there, it was when they still had all the like horrible, dangerous, like their play place was just metal.
No warnings.
No. You're guaranteed to break your arm on something.
The ball pit was filled with needles
and
nails.
There was no ball pit. Everything was dangerous. There was rocks. There was gravel.
Oh, God. Was that an outdoor play place?
Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, it was metal. Everything. Like, I remember, like, the Hamburglar. You climbed up this tube up into his head.
I do remember
And his
that.
Head was, like, prison bars.
Okay. Yeah.
And the bars were close enough together that you probably couldn't fall out of it.
But you could definitely, like, get your head stuck in it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You
I'm
could
sure
definitely
that
break
happened.
An arm in it.
God. That'd be a scary movie. Cotton hamburger head. Ugh.
Before safety protocol playground.
Yeah. Trauma. Anyway.
Okay, what? I don't even know what we're talking about.
Mike and Deb were going to investigate. We already covered the farmer. And how ridiculous it was that he had a southern accent.
Okay, so when they go to investigate, I definitely, if I was wandering through the woods and I saw a circus tent, no.
Yeah,
And at one point, Mike says, oh, it's like one of those French things. Maybe it's circus and it's called, he calls it fantastique.
Yes. And they're like walking through it and Deb immediately is like, no, this shit is fucked up. Like,
well, when they walk into it too, it's lit from the inside. But then when they get to the doorway and they walk through the doorway, it's pitch black. Doesn't it?
The whole situation is just not. And yeah. Then they like walk through and there's this turn thing, like an entrance to a hotel or something. I can't remember what that is called.
A revolving door?
Yes. Revolving door. All right. There's a revolving door that takes them back to where all the cotton candy.
No, I thought you meant stuff. Where it just takes them to like a pit. Like they go through the door and there's a little landing to this like.
Oh, yeah.
Which happens in a lot of science fiction
that's
movies.
That's when they realize that probably things.
It's not Circus Fantastique.
No, exactly. They're like, no, this is awful. Although I still don't think Mike is sold that it's dangerous. Like, I don't think he's sold that it's dangerous until the clown's actually chasing him.
No, until they, before the clown chases them, they find the cotton candy room.
Oh, yeah. With digestive properties.
Well, that's... yeah, the digestive property, the probiotic cotton candy. What bothers me about that part is they find the cotton candy and they're like, oh, what is this? This is real curious. And they touch it, which I guess if I found tons of cotton candy balls hanging everywhere. But they conveniently pull cotton candy off the face.
And of someone they know.
And of somebody too. They know. But that happens a lot of times in horror movies where part of it makes it look like small town, like how they know the ice cream men. Yeah. There's like one main police chief or whatever. But then later on when they're driving down the street, like the clowns are getting everybody, then they try to make it look kind of big city.
Yes.
So it's
that's a good point.
But lots of movies do that because they want it to be small town enough that they don't have to put a gazillion characters in it. But then... Yeah. It's also like, oh, we live in this big populated urban area. I'm rambling. Okay, it's your turn. Go
That's
and talk
okay.
about something.
No, it's totally fine. We can edit half of this shit out so it all is coherent and flows well. Or not. I mean.
I think, okay.
It's
I'm
cool.
never going to listen to this anyway. What do I care?
That's true. Yeah. But yeah, so they eventually get chased out of the circus tent spaceship by a clown that like shoots popcorn at them. Okay. And the popcorn like sticks to their clothes and everything and it's
which
it's
was kind of weird because I'm like, ooh, you have popcorn stuck to you like I do every single fucking day.
But later on, I know. I'm like looking down like checking to see if I
probably
have
popcorn crumbs in my pocket right now if I look for them.
But yeah, later on, oh, no, no. You need to make sure you don't have any popcorn on you.
Okay, before that, we have to go back to... They get shot with the popcorn gun, which, oh, my God, it's so scary to have popcorn on you. But then they make balloon dogs to chase them.
That was my favorite part of this entire movie is when they're searching for Mike and Deb. And they make a balloon dog that actually, like, sniffs and, like,
it reminds tracks. Me of, you know, those little animals that they have on wire that you can get at the fair
yeah.
or carnival?
Yep.
And they're on a wire, but you can, like, pretend to be walking them?
Yes.
That's how the little balloon dogs look to me.
Yeah.
But that is also, oh, it's so threatening, a balloon dog.
Yeah, but it's, like, hunting you down so the clowns can kill you.
So right now, if you looked out the door and there's a balloon dog on the front porch, you'd just be terrified.
I would totally pet it.
Exactly.
I'd be like, oh, how cute.
How would they bite you? Static.
Shocking. They shock you to death.
So after that happens, Debbie and Mike, they run away. And then I wrote, let's tell the police. They always, okay, if you run into the police station, you say there's a circus tent out in the middle of nowhere and there's dead bodies in it. And now these clowns are chasing us and
they
shot us with popcorn guns.
You were on acid.
Definitely drugs. That is drug related.
Yes.
I don't know what kind of drug, but definitely drugs. Which kind of makes sense with Mooney, why he's like, okay, you guys are idiots.
Those stinking kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has big attitude.
And then when the clowns are chasing them, there's like a bunch of clowns chasing them from wherever they are. Well, they drove out there.
Yeah.
So I would guess 5 miles from town?
I would. Farther? I think that's a safe bet. I mean, if you think of driving out of this town 5 miles, I mean, you're.
Yeah. So, and they're in rubber clown shoes and they're walking super duper slow. So it would be morning by the time they got there.
They don't run, right?
No, they're just like they're clown walking. They got like a little. You like my little dance? Like a little.
Oh, if only this were video.
They got a little wibble wobble to their walk. It would have taken them forever. Plus, balloon dogs. I mean, they can't walk that fast.
They'll float away. One breeze and they're gone. Yeah, I just don't know. So they go to the police officer or the police station, who happens to just be Deb's old boyfriend, which I made a note in here. Why is she not with the police officer? Like, what happened between them that she's not with him anymore? I think that's a whole other movie.
That's a whole other. That's the prequel to Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
I'd watch it, I think.
You just watch. It doesn't have anything to do with clowns. It's just the drama between Deb and Cop. What's his name? Cop Dave?
Cop Dave.
That made me wonder, too, because it starts out with them at makeout point. So I thought, okay, well, maybe they're like late high school, college age.
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, you know, because a lot of times they'll cast older people to play younger people. Well, then I'm like, she's dating this cop.
Well,
she had dated a cop.
He is just out of the academy, though.
Oh, I don't know how long school is.
I don't know either, but.
Do you go to regulars? Like college first and then go to police school, or is it just straight out of high school?
Think so. That's a question for not us.
Either way, then it kind of like ages her, because he's got to be like mid-20s.
Yeah, I would say.
But so then I'm like, oh, okay, well, so they're in their 20s.
I knew. Like, when I was in high school, I knew, like, 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds that didn't live at home anymore, that, like, had their own
lives.
Well, life going on. Well, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, well.
I definitely wasn't classy enough to be drinking champagne with my boyfriend at Makeout Point. I was drinking...
Schlitz.
That was mom. That was mom. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
What are we doing? What are we talking about?
They had just gotten to the police station.
Oh, so, yeah, they tell the police. Police don't give a shit.
Well, Dave does.
Dave does, but that's because he had a relationship with her. It's not just running to the police station talking crazy. Like, he knows that she's a legit human and probably not on a zillion drugs.
Yeah.
So, at the pharmacy, I wrote that down, where the clowns are, like, trashing the pharmacy.
Yeah.
And he's just standing there watching them, like, why aren't you calling the cops?
I don't...
He does eventually.
Yeah, but it's too late at that point.
Yeah, they turn him into cotton candy, right?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
I don't understand, and you guys are going to have to watch the movie, because if you see the clown faces, there is no amount of makeup or anything. Like, prosthetics for sure, but like...
They're wearing full-on masks.
Like, something...
But they also don't look like... people.
Not at all.
It kind of reminds me, do you remember the like big clown scare that happened?
Yeah.
I don't remember what year that was, where like people were just dressing up like crazy clowns and like walking around.
Like 4 or 5 years ago.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Seems longer ago than that.
It seems like an eternity.
With COVID, everything seems like an eternity.
The way this year is gone. And last year.
Do you remember when we could actually go to the theater and eat popcorn in it?
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Now I'm sad.
Cry face.
Tears.
But yeah.
Oh. I like it at the police station when the phone is ringing off the hook and what's his name? Mooney. Instead of Mooney taking it seriously, like, oh, old lady Smith called and she saw a clown too. This whole town is full of asshole prankers.
He just thinks it's one big conspiracy.
Against him.
And I wrote that in my notes. I said, why is Mooney not doing his job? Question mark, exclamation point.
I wrote, sweet police work. half the town is pranking him.
Right.
Like, there's not one or two people that called that he thought, oh, wow, they would never do this.
Like, a family member or something.
Like, if the reverend calls from the church, oh, I just saw clowns driving down the street, turning people into cotton candy. Hi, kitty cat.
That's cool.
Hi, kitty. Squirrel. I got distracted.
Yeah. But when they... So Dave, Deb, like, in the meantime, when Mooney thinks the world is against him... Deb, Mike, and Cop Dave go to the site, and there's, like, nothing there. Like, there's just, like, a huge pit.
Oh, yeah. Everything's gone.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that part. Right. I watched this movie, like, 10 times.
So Dave immediately thinks that they're just hosing him. Like...
But even if you saw a big, giant pit, that would be something.
Right. But he doesn't. He's pretty much, like, screw you. Whatever.
Does he handcuff?
He handcuffs Mike.
Okay.
Yes. And tells Deb to leave.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
That's a good way to win your ex-girlfriend back.
Right.
I'm just going to arrest your current boyfriend and throw him in jail.
So they're driving back to the station and they stumble upon one of these rambunctious clowns. And I think it's the scene where the clown is like doing the shadow puppets on the wall.
Oh, yeah, the shadow puppet. That magically.
That terrifying. But you could call it. Like, you could call it 100% what was gonna happen.
Well, you knew something bad was gonna happen to them.
Yeah,
I didn't know they'd be ate by a shadow.
That's true.
I didn't see it like, oh,
the shadow is totally gonna do it. I don't know.
It was pretty cool though.
Yeah,
and they were so like mystified. The people watching were just like, ooh. Which,
I don't blame them, because if I were seeing somebody just making shapes with their hands and on a wall,
he's
and
got
it was,
like big giant like clown paws. Like, he's wearing like big white puffy gloves where you could never make any.
But now, after seeing this movie, hell no. No, thank you.
If you saw someone doing that?
Nope.
That's good. If I saw a clown shoot someone with a toy gun and turn them into cotton candy, I would definitely run the other way. Thanks to this movie.
I'm glad we have that covered.
Oh, and it's only PG-13. Did you know that?
Yeah. Because we talked about this.
Yes, because there's one F-bomb in it. And
a misuse of that word.
I thought so, too. Yeah, Mooney just tells Mike to fuck off. Or fuck you, I think is what he says. Which I think it could have been used.
It could have been used better. Like the ending scene. Fuck you. Or whatever.
As he shakes his fist at the sky.
As he shakes his fist.
Okay. So, oh, the popcorn. The popcorn's alive.
Yeah. That
was also...
came out of nowhere for me. And I hadn't seen the movie for a long time. So I didn't know that the popcorn was going to come alive like that.
Spoiler, the popcorn is clown babies.
Which, ick.
Which, okay, what makes that kind of scary is if you think back to when they're in the ship and they see the big giant thing of popcorn, there's like...
a billion babies in there.
A billion baby clowns. Which I also noticed, but I guess I didn't know that it was PG-13 until I started like looking into it. But so Deb gets dropped off at home where she'll be safe, which is also a thing. I'm like, why were they at makeout point if she has her own apartment?
Yeah. Like, why not? Maybe they wanted a little adventure.
To make out.
With a bunch of other people, like, 5 feet away. Yeah.
Oh, also, when they're up there, this was in my notes. The ice cream guys show up. The two cool...
The Terenzi brothers.
The Terenzis, which we haven't even mentioned yet, and I like them both. I would definitely ride around with them eating free ice cream all night.
Yes. They are my favorite in the entire movie. I love them. Yeah. I love their jokes, and they just, like, drive around trying to sell ice cream to people and pick up chicks, which...
They're living the dream.
They're living the dream.
Best life ever.
Right.
Well, when they show up and everyone's like, get out of here. We don't want your ice cream. We're too busy making out. Okay, they don't say any of that, but, you know, they do say get out of here. And everyone throws their cans and, like, trash, and it's just this, like, rain of garbage. Who picks that up? Who's responsible for all that trash and all that littering?
I mean, I imagine... it's state land, so probably, like, a state ranger?
Do you think it's
state
land, or do you think it's, like, a city-owned area?
I don't know. Really random. It is really random, but
who picks up all that trash?
I would hope like good citizens on Earth Day would go out and pick up all of the worn out.
I would be at makeout point with my boyfriend making out. I would see everyone throw the cans, and then the next morning I'd feel so guilty that I would drive back up there and pick it all up.
If you were still alive.
If I was still alive. If I didn't die in the 37-hour night.
In the digestive cotton candy. Yeah. I don't know. This movie is crazy.
Oh, and that, it just gets back to the point of halfway through. It's been night for about 6 hours. Why are people with their kids? Why is the ice cream truck still delivering?
I don't know. Maybe it's a Friday night and they want to pick up drunk people, like drunk chicks, and give them ice cream. I don't know. Because
that's what you want to do. You want to get a bunch of drunk chicks in your ice cream truck. They seem nicer guys than that.
They do. Wouldn't do that. Yeah. They do seem nicer. Oh,
this was... So it's... She has her own apartment. There's clowns, baby clowns in her clothes hamper. This would have been the perfect time for unnecessary nudity because she gets in the shower.
But they didn't do it because it's PG-13.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised by that at the time.
Right.
But then I found out that it wasn't rated for that.
Yeah, you don't see anything.
But I'm like, why in every other horror movie on the planet... It's like, I'm going to change my clothes 10 times. I'm going to sit naked and brush my hair. Like, who?
I'm going to sit outside my camp naked and just brush my hair.
And wait to be murdered.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty sad that people can't just sit outside naked and brush their hair and hope that they don't get murdered.
What a life.
What a
disappointment.
Life. I know. But yeah, she gets out of the shower and like puts clothes on and stuff. And then she hears a rustling from the medicine cabinet.
It sounds like cat toys.
Yes, it's like the jingle.
Squeaky little cat toys. Yeah.
And she opens up her medicine cabinet to two little baby clowns that remind me of the things in The Little Mermaid. Like the
poor unfortunate souls.
Yes.
You know what they reminded me of? They reminded me of those little creatures in Labyrinth that were on sticks that were like torturing Ludo.
Yeah. Ooh.
Those little bitey things.
That's worse, I think.
Yeah, it's way worse.
Than the little...
Because they look like little fetuses with like...
Ugh.
A ton of tea.
But yeah, there are two in the medicine cabinet and then two in the hamper that she has to like kick over. And then one big one in the toilet.
Oh, yeah. Maybe water. Maybe.
Anti-gremlin. No. Pro-gremlin.
Pro-gremlin.
Because gremlin. Yeah. Anyway. So she freaks out. And then all of these people are being abducted or killed by these killer clowns. And then one of them like... Somehow they all surround her apartment. Like, I don't know why she is sought after so much.
I think maybe because she was in the spaceship.
Maybe.
And like,
because they're like,
or not Dave.
Six of
Dave
them.
And Mike were kind of on the move.
Yeah.
Like, they were all over the place. And they do go after Mike when he's in jail.
Right.
So I think maybe because they were in the spaceship and kind of have an idea what's going on, is that's why they're after her. Because I thought about that too. I'm like, why the frick do
like,
they care
who cares?
About her?
One person could have done that.
But they put her... Okay, so is the Mooney thing before or after they put her in the giant ball?
Before. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that.
Ooh.
Ugh.
That's the worst. That was actually scary. So I'm watching that and I'm like, oh, this is hokey, you know, and I was getting some laughs out of it. Well, basically, one of the clowns turns Mooney into, like a puppet. What
yeah.
What is it called? Like a ventriloquist puppet?
Yes.
Ugh.
Mooney quickly finds out that the clowns are real.
Well, yeah.
Like,
when
big time.
They kill him and turn him into a ventriloquist puppet.
Blech. I put that in my Mooney puppet. Glad he got what he deserves, but you.
But did he really deserve it? Did he deserve getting turned into a puppet?
It depends on if they killed him first. and then put the hand up the back and like... Beep, 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 beep. Like clown.
Is that what you think when you think of like circus music? You think of.
Yeah.
I know, but you think of Mooney and like a bloody ventriloquist style? Now you do.
Now I do.
Way to go. Thanks.
Ruined. I didn't like circuses to begin with.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm not a fan of those.
Yeah, that actually creeped me out. So when they go. So Deb gets kidnapped and they put her in like this gigantic like bouncy ball thing. And they take her back to the spaceship. Well, then, of course, Mike... Is it Mike and Dave, or is it just Mike? Oh, I can't remember.
I think it's Mike. I can't remember either.
I didn't put it in my notes either.
It might have been both of them. Come to anyway, think of it, though.
So they get there, one of them gets there, and they try to save her. Well, there's tons of those balls everywhere.
And the Terenzi brothers and go back to brothers. With them. Yep. So it is Cop Dave, Mike, and the Terenzi okay. brothers.
I don't understand why. So if you're in the cotton candy, you're obviously dead. You're, like, getting disintegrated. At one point, one of the clowns takes out a fun straw and he sticks it into one of the cotton candy bags and, like, sucks juice out.
That's when you know what the purpose of the cotton candy was. Because for a while, you're like, why are they doing that?
I kind of thought it was to fuel their spaceship.
That's a good
And the cotton candy bags look like gigantic pink light bulbs.
Yeah.
I think you said balls.
I did.
In, like, testicles.
I did.
But I think they look like light bulbs because I'm the naive angel.
Right. Sure. we'll, yeah. Cool.
I would never think anything so lewd.
But yeah, so they all go back.
Is Mike laughing? So
they all go back, like, Terenzi brothers, Mike and Dave, and try to get Deb, who's been put in this ball. With stars on it. It's like one of those, like, kickballs or whatever that you use in gym class. It reminds me of
those big, gigantic balloons that you could get that had a rubber band attachment so you could, like, bounce it on your
hand. Yeah, exactly. That's a really good...
But there's a ton of them, and they're like, oh, what color balloon was Deb in? And they go search for her, but if she's alive in the balloon, that means all the other balloons have alive people.
And they just, like, leave them in there. I was wondering that, too. Like, why not just try and get a ton of people out?
Because they don't care. They only care about Deb.
This movie is ridiculous.
I don't know. If I was inside a balloon on a clown spaceship, would you be like, we have to save everyone? Yeah, you would. Never mind.
I would.
You'd have to save everyone.
I would Captain America it and rescue everyone and sacrifice myself.
What is that called? Like, lawful good?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, I say I think so, like I've never played D&D before. I think so.
That is funny. Sure. You're like, I'm lawful good, so I'm going to do this. And Mike, you can't do that.
I know. I'm waiting for him to, like, peek around the corner. But
if you were lawful good, you just would have stayed at the police station. And helped Mooney.
That's true. Yeah.
Chaotic good.
Maybe. But self-sacrificing, I think, is lawful.
Are they self-sacrificing? Because he just goes in and only wants to save her.
No, I'm saying, like...
He doesn't know that he could potentially die.
True. While they're doing this, though, the Terenzi brothers, I'm assuming, are hooking up with lady clowns. So the Terenzi brothers get separated from the group, as you do, and they appear in front of two lady clowns.
That are horrifying.
That are really terrifying. But then you see them in, like, the next time you see them, they're, like, their clothes are ripped to shreds and, like, covered in lipstick. So they totally banged these clowns. Or at least made out with them.
Yes.
Yeah.
They didn't bang because it's PG-13.
Okay, they made out with them,
though. They were necking.
They were necking. They were canoodling.
Canoodling in a ball pit. Isn't that where they were?
Yeah, they were in a ball pit. That's so weird. That was disturbing to me. I think that was more disturbing than the Mooney puppet.
Really?
Yeah.
That they'd make out with clowns? That they're that desperate that they'd make out with these gigantic killer clown alien women?
Yeah.
My notes kind of ended, so I'm glad that you wrote notes. No, my notes end with explosion.
Yeah, so they have to battle, like, the giant clown at the end that comes out of, I can't remember what he comes out of, but.
You know, it also reminds me of Labyrinth.
Yeah.
At the end when they have to battle the big giant robot.
Yeah, that's weird.
The Transformer.
80s like movies, man.
They all come together.
They all come full circle. But yeah, so they have to battle this giant clown, and earlier in the movie, they had come to the conclusion that if you hit their red nose, they die. Or they go somewhere. We don't know where they go.
No, they die.
Do they die?
Well, I don't know, unless they, like, oh, you get hit in the nose and they teleport somewhere. Because don't they just, like, disintegrate? Like,
I think they
just... It doesn't show some, like, gory, oh, I'm dying. But no. I thought they just,
like, they just went away. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they battle this giant clown. And then finally, Cop Dave is able to save it. There's a big explosion. I mean, obviously, we missed a ton in this movie. And it's kind of like drunk history, but we're not drunk.
Anytime I tell a story, Greg goes, that sounds like drunk history. I'll tell a story about work. And I'll be like, and then this fucking happened. You wouldn't even believe this. Oh, my God. And he's like, I'm watching drunk history.
I don't know. Can we say that?
What? Oh, I don't know. Probably not.
Ugh. Oh, we can. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Thank you. But yeah, and the town is saved. And for some reason, when the explosion happens, all of these out, like, police officers from around the county come in.
That's typical in movies, though. It's like, oh, you know, there's one sheriff dealing with this crime spree where somebody's hacking everybody to pieces for a month. And then final scene, the state police show up, or the FBI, or everyone comes rushing in at the end.
Like, the end of Seven.
Yeah, exactly.
Spoiler. Well, that didn't give
this why they were going there. Spoilers.
Okay.
I have a feeling I'm going to say that. Oh, another, it was the brothers. They, like, come crashing in to save them.
That's true.
The ice cream truck.
Yes. Yeah, see, we missed a ton. No, I feel like we didn't
miss a ton. I just, for some reason, quit taking notes. Like,
probably because you were laughing so much, or you were so invested in this.
Maybe I was. Maybe the ending was so important to me that I just lost. I just focused, which I actually did with, like, not like a thriller that I watched a little bit ago. I thought, oh, I'll just practice taking notes, and I'll take notes on this thriller. And I got maybe 20 minutes in and said, I can't do this.
Yeah.
The Green Room.
Oh.
Patrick Stewart plays a bad guy. Like, a really bad guy.
Patrick Stewart is a bad guy?
Yeah.
And I don't know if I like that.
And the guy that plays Odd Thomas.
Ooh. Yes.
Star Trek. He is in it as a good guy.
Didn't?
He's dead now.
Yeah. Oh.
He died, like, in a very tragic way.
Yes. I remember seeing that because I told Mom about it, and Mom was upset.
Yeah. His car, like, rolled into him, and he was trapped.
He was a really good actor, too. That's heartbreaking.
Yeah, he was a good actor, plus he was really young.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. But anyway, like, that's Killer Clowns, or at least...
No, we didn't even tell the end of it. Okay, so the ice cream truck crashes in. The spaceship is taking off. So the spaceship takes off with everybody in it, or is starting to. It's, like, rising up. Which we also didn't say where the spaceship went.
Oh.
So the spaceship is missing from the woods, and they're like, oh, where could it be? Where could it be? Well, it's in a carnival. It's on like a pier, like one of those type of carnivals. And
they actually make a note of that as they're driving to the pier. Like, oh, funny, a circus tent at the circus, or like at the pier when they're driving up to it along the water.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I remember them driving, but I don't really remember. We're great at this.
Well,
okay, so the spaceship is taking off, it explodes, and somehow all of the main characters live, except all those poor people that are in those bouncy balls that they just didn't feel like saving.
Yeah. Man, this movie.
No, so it explodes, and they might have gotten out right at the very end. They might have gotten out before the explosion, because you think that the Ice Cream Brothers are dead.
Yeah, and like, I was going to be, like, sad. Super pissed about that.
But no, they survive in the ice cream
truck? In the ice cream cooler. They both climb in the cooler before it explodes.
You're like, okay, well, I'm going to die of the explosion anyway. I might as well suffocate.
I don't know.
In an ice cream cooler with my brother?
What a way to go.
I mean, in a spaceship, in your ice cream truck. In the cooler. I would eat a lot of ice cream. I'm going to die anyway.
What kind of ice cream did they have in there? Did they have, like, the buckets of ice cream, or did they have, like, the pops?
They had the pops. I don't think ice cream trucks have buckets of ice cream. Like, you can't just go get, like, a scoop.
This is one thing we don't know, too.
When I was little, though, at Grandpa's, they had the ice cream truck, and you could get just like fudge bars and stuff.
Yeah, and like the weird shaped ice cream that was
your time
in characters.
That was the character ice cream.
Ugh.
Like where it looked worst. Like this cute little bunny on the outside.
But it was not. It looked like, I've seen like SpongeBob ones where like the eyeballs are like down.
Yes. All mismatched.
So weird. This is like drunk history.
It is.
That should have been in our disclaimer episode.
So interesting. What are some interesting facts? Did you read anything?
I did. So Debbie... Mm-hmm. makes an appearance in the 90s in a Seinfeld episode.
Tell me this.
As Aubrey, the apple pie.
She won't eat the apple pie.
She won't eat the apple pie. And I think her uncle was Poppy, the guy that wouldn't wash his hands in the bathroom.
And peed the couch.
And peed on the couch. Yes.
Yes, Poppy peed the couch.
Yeah. That was like, she was in like two episodes then, because I think that was like a culmination of episodes that she was in.
Jerry broke up with people for really weird reasons.
Yeah, but that is like a long rant.
Like if I offered somebody a piece of pie and they're like, no, thank you. I'd be like, okay, you don't like apple pie. I wouldn't be like, who doesn't like apple pie? And make it like this big drama.
Yeah. A lot of people don't like pie, especially like fruit pies. Mike doesn't like fruit pie.
Really?
He hates it. Mm-hmm.
I want to make eye contact with you right now. Where are you at? I just want to look at you. No fruit pie at all.
No.
Not at all.
Cream pies.
Cream pies.
I like cream pie too.
With graham cracker crust.
Well, yeah. How else would you eat a cream pie? He just goes back in there. Okay, Christopher Titus, isn't it?
Yes.
Which I thought was kind of cool. And I kind of recognized him.
Oh, okay.
Looking at us? Okay. Yeah. And Cop Dave was on Baywatch.
Yes, which I didn't know, but it makes total sense.
He's got that dreamy blonde hair.
He's cute. For sure.
But yeah, that's all I got.
And then Mooney was the dean from Animal House.
Oh, yeah. He was in a lot of stuff, though. I feel like he always plays a jerk, though.
He does. Like a big time, like, I'm going to get you kids, like that type of person.
You're just saying that based on Animal House.
I am. I feel like he said that in Animal House. I'm going to get you, kids.
Oh, there's a point in the beginning of this one where he's, like, roughing up to, like, high school kids or college-age kids.
Thinking like, that they're on drugs or something.
Yeah, he, like, roughs them up. I'm like, yeah, that's, I mean, it's the 80s.
I was born in the 80s, but I don't know how the 80s were.
Well, apparently for high school kids, it was really hard because the police could just, like, rough you up whenever they wanted.
Yeah.
According to movies, anyway. Or not believe you.
That's true. Yeah. Every like, early scary movie, I mean, they've been around for a while. But, like, the 70s, 80s, anytime somebody went to the cops were like, no, you're on drugs.
Or their parents.
Yeah.
Like, if I would have went to mom and dad as a kid and been like, yeah, there's these like creepy ghosts coming and going and this is going on and that's going on, I'm pretty sure mom and dad would believe me.
Absolutely. But they were super cool. I mean,
yeah,
back then.
After 1991, not cool.
Not cool.
Yeah. I don't have any. I can't believe I just ended my notes without the end of the movie.
Yeah.
I
think that is pretty much it. I did put, like, the top of my notes say theme song, legit, because it's like a metal.
Wait, what does mine say? I wrote something. Intro, creepy. Rock intro, super funky.
Yeah.
And that was by John Massari. I actually wrote that down.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I don't know who
I say
that is.
Really, like, I know
you're
who
like,
it is.
You're like, oh, I've heard his scores in so many other films.
I think that's cool you looked it up, though.
I did look it up. It was kind of like an interesting riff.
Yeah. What do you want to do for the next movie? Like, what are you feeling?
I don't know, because you've watched two, right? Two more after this one, or just one?
I've watched two. Three.
Really?
No, only two, because they're both my picks.
Oh, you watched both your picks. I only watched one of your picks.
Okay. We can do Sleepaway Camp.
Sleepaway Camp?
Or we can do...
No, let's do Sleepaway Camp because it's still fresh in my brain. And I'm still traumatized, and I probably will be for a long time.
Yeah, and it fits with, like, the 80s. That's a very campy movie. Huh. Sleepaway Camp. But yeah, so tune in next time when we discuss Sleepaway Camp, and it's just going to be another drunk history scary movie with no alcohol.
Oh, yeah. I'm, like, flipping through my notes like I have more to say. Like, I'm a newscaster. I'll just, like, shuffle my pages over and over again.
Like you're a student in class trying to look like you're doing something.
Oh, I was thinking I was, like, reading off a teleprompter, but really I'm just looking at your face. I'm shuffling my papers, talking. Yeah. Is Mike looking at you?
He
like,
is.
You guys suck.
He's like, why do you keep going? All right.
Okay, all right.
We're done. Goodbye.
Bye.